Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Girl dinner.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
I do.
Okay, explain.
Well, it's like almonds, and then a couple pieces of broccoli, diet soda.
Yes.
And then a couple of tortilla chips.
And some crackers and cheese.
Girl dinner, yeah.
And olives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a charcuterie board that you put no effort into.
But it sounds better.
When you call it girl dinner?
Yes.
Sure.
It sounds more groovy and hip.
Well, guys do it too. I mean, we sit there and just graze. But we don't label it as guy dinner.
No, it's like M&M's, nachos, you know.
Leftover steak from the night before that we don't heat up and just eat by hand.
Yes. How about barbecue?
Barbecue? I don't know barbecue.
Did you take your daughter to go see Barbie?
Yes.
Did she dress?
She did.
That's barbecue.
And she hated it.
Really? Why?
It's awful. This is literally her quote when we got in the car. 6-year-old little girl, we get in the car. Why did Barbie cry so many times during that movie?
It's a smart little thing.
Barbie was depressed.
Barbiecore is featuring playful pink outfits, okay, accessories, decor, modeling yourself after Barbie.
Which is impossible.
Of course.
Barbie is... My mother was a travel agent, and she worked with a woman, and at the time, she was in her late 70s, who was one of the models for Barbie when they were developing the doll.
Really?
Ruth Handler. Do you know the name Ruth Handler?
No.
That's the inventor of Barbie.
Okay.
And she named it after her kids, Barbie and Ken. But after the first run of Barbie dolls, they decided to make it look a little different, and they hired this woman, the woman my mom worked with, to be the model for Barbie.
Was she beautiful?
Yeah, she's stacked.
Bed rotting.
Bed rotting. That's when you don't get out of bed all day, just sit there and scroll.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. These are some new words that are being added to dictionary.com.
Oh, so, finally made it to the dictionary.
Right. So we can use them in the sentence. I'm ready and dressed to my barbecue to bed rot with a girl dinner.
Yeah, that works. That sounds like a good weekend for you, Kim.
You know, I think that, you know, Barbies, seriously, I mean, they have unrealistic expectations of women's bodies.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, you know, like they're all walking around and like, you know, with their little... on their tippy toes, and they have like, you know, the tiny little waist and, you know, big boobs.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good so far.
Okay. You know, and let me just tell you, I mean, women's heads are so much harder to put back on in real life.
I knew a joke was coming.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
All right. It's Kim Commando Today. It's our daily fun podcast about all things digital. I'm Kim Commando, of course, and Andrew Babinski is here with me.
At least you had genitalia on the Barbie. Ken had no genitalia. It was just smooth down there.
You looked.
Of course I looked. There was nothing.
I don't know where we can go with that. I'm trying to figure out a nice professional segue, but
you can't. Just move on.
All right. So here's the deal. You can catch us just about anywhere. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Rumble, as far as the video feed. And we do have Maddie standing by. And so if you want to like give us some comments as you're watching us live, 10:30 a.m. on the West Coast, 1:30 p.m. on the East Coast, you know, we're going to be collecting the best comments. And if you want to get notoriety, if you want somebody to look at you over the weekend and say, I didn't know you were that big.
I heard your name mentioned.
Exactly.
Fresh Tomatoes 64 on the Kim Commando Today podcast.
Exactly. Then, I mean, this is the time. I mean, you know, you can go down in infamy. I mean, it would be amazing.
Everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame. Might as well have yours right here on this podcast.
Not really 15 minutes.
No, it's probably 30 seconds.
Okay, but it's good.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
And so you can leave a few comments and then hit that big old share button just once. You do the share. You do the share pitch.
If you love this show, someone else, someone in your life, someone that you love, they're going to love this show too. So just hit the share. It takes 2 clicks. I've done it on Facebook because I'm trying to, you know, bump up the algorithm. It just takes 2 clicks. Just share it with someone. You love the show. They're going to love it too.
So, you know, people have often said that I have a really great voice. Like it's a soothing, therapeutic voice.
Yeah. And I noticed the last 2 days you've been a little lower.
Have I been?
You're bringing it a little down.
Ooh,
Kim Commando today.
You know, and it's really always interesting to me, like when we go to a hotel, is that I'll call down to the front desk or something and they'll say, oh, we'll be right there, Mr. Commando.
I remember we used to take calls. People thought you were a man too.
You know.
It's Kim.
Oh, yeah. You remember that one guy called? He's like, you're a guy. I know you're a guy. I know you're a guy.
She's not.
No.
She was, her shirt was open most of the show while we were getting ready. She is not a guy.
I know. It just has this weird thing. I mean, how about for the shares? We'll open it up to a little bit.
Yeah. If we get to 500 shares, shirt's coming off.
Well, it's going to be a lot more
All
than
right,
that. All right,
550.
Callahan is standing by.
Yes.
And she is the voice of TikTok's most popular text-to-speech model.
And I think it was the first one. I think it was the first time when you could do text-to-speech on TikTok, and that was the first voice you heard.
Oh,
and
fabulous
honestly,
voice.
The fact that it was a real human blows my mind.
I didn't know it was
I thought it was
human.
A computer. I thought
so
it was computer
I.
generated.
I know. When Maddie came in, she's like, you know, the voice of Jesse. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. She's like, that's a person. I'm like, no way.
I didn't know. And now there's so many to choose from.
And then you're going to be talking about Air Canada.
Yes. Air Canada went to court and they lost over AI.
And then the videos are insane of OpenAI. Have you seen these?
No.
You haven't?
I have not seen them.
Okay. They released a brand new video maker by the name of Sora today. And, you know, we all were so amazed by CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you see these videos, and if you know anybody who makes videos for a living, this is going to put them out of business.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's not. I mean, literally, you can say, give me an older Italian woman in a kitchen making fresh pasta.
Now, is it true to AI where she's going to have 36 fingers?
No, they got that down.
She's out the fingers.
Well, no, she's got 12.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. It's good. It's progress.
So we're going to be showing some of those videos.
Cool.
All right, so I'd like to kick off with five things that are happening in tech right now. Facebook and Instagram, they proudly announced this past week that they are doing wonderful things. Wonderful things.
That's it? And they just walked out of the room after making that announcement?
No, they closed the account of Iran's Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
That's it?
Okay. But why was the Ayatollah allowed to have an Instagram and Facebook account
to begin with?
Place? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. He runs Iran. Iran is a terrorist state. They finance terrorists. Iran funded the Hamas attack on Israel. Okay. And you have to remember that Meta is controlled by Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. So now if we start putting all these little pieces together, so they came out this past week and said, yes, we took him down. We took him off of our service. Meanwhile, halfway around the world, we have our boy, Mark Zuckerberg, who is building an underground bunker in the event of a major war.
Well, okay. You just started it, Zuckerberg. Okay. Appreciate it.
So maybe if like people were paying attention, you know.
Why did they take him down immediately after the Hamas attack?
We have no idea.
In Israel.
But I just think it's funny that they have this whole press release and the press conference. Oh, thank goodness for us because we are on top of things.
How about the hundreds of thousands of other accounts that are doing awful things on Facebook with child pornography and bullying and everything? What about those?
But they don't have enough people to take those down.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
they can't afford to hire anyone
no,
over there.
Not at all. All right. Lyft stock went up 35% the other day.
Lyft?
Yes,
okay.
Lyft. It was kind of an oopsie daisy. Somebody made a typo. And instead of saying that its profit went up 50 points. They said that it went up 500 points.
That's a big typo. Okay. This is like the second time this has happened this week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there was another company that was supposed to put 0.5% and they put 5% and their stock went up.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. We didn't do math.
This is okay. The smartest thing to do as a company. Just have a typo and have a nice little stock jump. You sell everything you have. You make a bunch of money. And then they correct it and everybody's...
That would be good.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought like, why, you know, like, so when you type something wrong, it's called a typo.
Mm-hmm.
When we say something wrong, why isn't it called like a taco?
Sayo?
A taco.
Oh, excuse for my sayo. I apologize.
A taco. Get it? Taco.
I got it.
Oh, all right. Moving on. This is great news. This is really great news. A research team in Taiwan, they say that they have invented a new wearable sticker so that if you have cancer, and if you have a tumor on the inside, that the sticker will detect the size and shape of the tumor.
You have to like stick them all over your body?
No, like so if you had a, like a, you know, like a maybe a tumor on maybe on your inside.
So they've already detected this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So but what that means is that if you're going through immunotherapy or chemotherapy or whatever it may be, is that, you know, normally in order for them to figure out the size of the tumor is that they have to like do a whole bunch of MRI right. scans and all this other stuff. But now it's just a sticker.
And they could monitor if it's shrinking
yes.
or not.
Yeah, and it automatically sends the data out to your medical charts. And it's, so anyway, all this is just in the research stages, which means it's probably going to be out in like, you know, 18 to 24 months.
That's really cool.
I know. I thought that was really something. All right. Home Alone. What was your favorite part of Home Alone?
Probably when I showed it to my son and halfway through, he started crying, saying Kevin was being too mean to those
was
burglars.
He really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's never been able to watch it since.
Well, apparently on TikTok, there are a lot of videos are going viral from people that are saying, well, next time you go to a hotel room, is that you need to do these things to make sure that nobody will actually open up the door
okay.
when you're there. And so like, for example, one of the videos I saw is that you take a washcloth and you know, like up at the top of the door.
A little hook thingy? Little,
yes. Is that yeah. you shove a washcloth in there.
Right.
Okay. Then you take another towel. And then you put it like behind the door knob type of thing, door handle. Okay. So you've got the washcloth up there and you got a, and then you got the towel underneath. And then you take some hangers and you hang it and you connect them between the latch at the top and then the handle at the bottom with that's jarring that door out.
Now, where do I hang the paint can with the tarantula on it? So when they break in, it hits them in the face and the spider bites them. This is a lot.
This is a lot. And I thought, you know what? I hope there's never a fire. Because I got to get out of here.
Would you ever do anything like that? Are you worried that much about security at a hotel?
Well, I just make sure that everything's all locked up.
Yeah. And just the one on the top, I think, is enough because they've shown the videos where people are able to like scoop in and unlock it. So I
did I tell you a story about my friend who found like a Ring
camera?
No, a Ring. I didn't tell you this.
Like a Ring ring?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So she's staying at a hotel in Europe. Okay. I'm not even going to say where it is. And so she checks the safe on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ring underneath one of those little velvet pads that they have in right. the hotel safe. So she finds a ring and she puts the ring on. She takes a picture of the ring. She sends it to her jeweler. The jeweler calls her up and said, that ring is worth $800,000.
Holy buckets.
Okay. Now, I will tell you that my friend, she has a lot of money.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was, she was like, oh, it's a cheap one then, huh?
No, no. I mean, it's still an $800,000 ring. Okay. So then her husband, they start talking about it and they're leaving the hotel. And so they go to the, they ask for the concierge. And then the concierge says, well, you know, we can talk to the hotel manager. And they call the security guards and they leave the ring with the concierge and the two security guards.
Was it like when you turn something into the police, if no one claims it within 60 days, it's yours or anything like that?
Well, it's interesting. In this particular country where they were, is that they have to run a notice every single day in the newspaper to say an item was found at this hotel.
Okay.
You have to claim it. An item was found in this hotel. Then you have to claim it. Okay. Okay. After a year, if nobody claims it, then she gets like 10% of the ring's value.
All right. 80 okay. grand for turning in a ring. That's okay, a good finder fee.
And then it has to run in the paper for like 3 more months. And then if nobody comes forth, then she gets the ring. Okay. Would you turn the ring in?
How many people are watching? I mean, yeah. $800,000 ring. It means a lot to someone. Yeah, I think I would. I would definitely consider keeping it for a while. But I think in the end, I would turn it in.
Yeah, I would turn it in too.
Did it get claimed?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
They found my ring.
Exactly.
I need to call right now. I need to go claim my ring. I left it in...
You were in Europe.
Europe.
All over Europe.
Yeah, one of the countries in Europe was where I was at.
All right, let's move on. Apple. They are now testing a foldable iPhone.
I saw this.
Yes. Would you buy one?
No. My kids want me to get the Samsung Fold, but they just think it's cool. Every time we go to a technology, like Costco or Best Buy, they're like, they want to go see it. They want to, you can, it becomes a tablet and then it's not a tablet. I'm like, I understand how it works. I appreciate it. But no, I don't think I need a flip phone. So I like the Macs anyway.
Well, Apple says they're going to come out with a flip phone in next year.
Oh, that's fast.
Yeah, 2025. And you know, if you flip over a canoe, this was a stretch.
So smooth. Seamless. What happens if you flip over a canoe?
You can wear it because it capsized. Oh. The Cyclops joke, that was the best one, though.
We need to reconsider this as being a live stream.
I think we do.
We need to edit things out.
Maybe we need to hire writers.
Nah. You mean, this is priceless. This is gold. These moments are perfect. And what I love is all the comments on the live stream. I love your jokes, Kim. I love your jokes. Really?
Oh, man.
Don't encourage her.
This is really good. All right. So coming up, we're going to be talking to Kat Callahan. She's the voice of TikTok that's everywhere. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, it's Kim Komando today. If you have not already, make sure that you enter to win that $1,000 PC or Mac, right? Would you like to win that?
Yes, and you've already told me I'm not eligible.
No.
I was even considering signing up for the newsletter to be able to win, but I can't.
Arturo Torres.
Yes, Arturo Torres.
Says that you should be fired. You should be gone.
So all you have to do is go over to komando.com/win.
That's it.
Try out the newsletter, one newsletter, and you're entered to win $1,000 PC or $1,000 Apple.
And here's the deal. There's only less than 2 weeks left to win.
That's it?
Yeah. So I
And you said a couple days ago that the entries were not as high as you were expecting.
No, they're not. The iPhone was a much bigger hit.
Your odds are really good. Yeah. Get over there.
So make sure that you enter to win now. All right. So Kat Callahan, have you used her voice on TikTok?
Absolutely. I mean, if you've made any video, especially when the voice to text thing started, I could be wrong, but I believe she was the first voice to text on TikTok videos.
Well, so for everybody who maybe is not familiar, explain to people how it works.
So if you want to have, like, I use them as intro videos. So if you're going to set up like a thing that happened with my daughter, you would have a voiceover do it. Instead of using my own, you can just type in. And then this great voice says, you know, my daughter learning how to play volleyball. And then it goes on to the video. And out of nowhere, it seemed like overnight, every single video on TikTok. This is when I was a heavy TikTok user. I've reined it in a little bit. But every single video had her voice and her voiceover on it. And I, like I said earlier in the show, I didn't think it was a real person. I thought it was just a computer-generated voice. But it actually is a real human being.
She is a real human being. So let's run this audio clip.
Hello, have you heard this voice before? This is Jesse, the most popular text-to-speech voice on TikTok. And no, this isn't voiced by a robot. It's voiced by a real woman, Kat Callahan. She's joining us today to tell us what it's like to hear her voice everywhere.
All right, Kat, come on board.
Thank you for having me. No, I'm kidding. I won't do the whole interview like that, I promise.
Well, that's awesome. So now you're also you do radio as well, right?
I am. Yeah, I'm a syndicated radio host here in Ontario, across several stations with a company called Chorus Ontario. That's actually like the heart and soul of me behind the microphone. It's always been radio, and voiceover work kind of went hand in hand with that. So I started my voiceover company about like 8 years ago or so, and I have fun doing both.
See, Kat, you have a happy voice. I don't have a happy voice.
But that was to her detriment in the beginning. There were so many people that were complaining that the voiceover, it was too peppy, it was too bright, it was happy. Yeah.
By the way, grass is always greener, Kim, because I think you have a beautiful voice, and I can never nail down that beautiful, deep, like rich voice like that. So don't you know, you got to give yourself some credit. You're absolutely right, though. People hated the voice when it first came on. Like, that's one of the reasons why I didn't say who I was, because I was on any platform that commented on it. And I was like, okay, they're calling me all kinds of names under the sun. And from Barbie, I had to Google what a troom troom was. I had no idea what the heck that was. And
what is a troom troom?
It's like a cartoon, I guess, where the voices are really up high like that. And they're always talking like this. I didn't know either until then. So I kind of held back in telling anybody who I was at the time because of it, because I thought this is going to go away. No one's going to use it. But then it became the most used one on the platform. And I mean, why? Many different reasons, maybe. The voice tends to cut through is what I heard the best. Okay. And that's why a lot of people use it.
So now how did you have to train it? Did you have to like sit down and say a whole bunch of weird words and so that things can be put together on the fly?
It's one of those ones that hurts after a while, yes. Like, because I have to actually, if I do the voice for long periods of time, it's because it's not how I speak. It's literally can hurt after a while. So it's one of those ones you have to be patient with.
How did you get the gig? How did they choose your voice over all other female voices?
You know, I don't know how, to be honest with you, I'm not sure how many people were up for this gig. But I it was one of those things I just learned that I got it. And then, it was just like off to the races.
How many different words did you have to say? And I'm so curious about this. Was it sentences that they had you read or was it just combustible? Kellogg's?
Well, there's lots of different ways that you can do it. It's funny. I speak often to the original voice of Siri. Her name is Susan. She's a great lady.
That's weird that you and Siri are friends.
I know.
That's kind of creepy. Yeah.
It is kind of creepy. And I know who Alexa is, but she's not allowed to say it. But so I've spoken with all these people who do these things for a living. Because, yes, there's real humans behind all of them. But it's interesting how the way that she did it, as I heard it, wasn't exactly my gig with TikTok. Which, it's one of those things, when you work for these companies and you do this voiceover work, they're understandably very sensitive about what they do. And there's a lot of competition out there. So I can't speak on everything that I've done and give you guys details. However, it was definitely different than anything I'd ever done before, for sure.
And so obviously you would not be allowed to say, be the voice of an Amazon product, right?
Well, I mean, if they want to talk, I'm willing to talk to them.
Good answer.
Now, do you have to go in and update continuously, like they find words or sentence structure that it's not working with the text-to-speech and you have to go in and update it?
Well, the cool thing about text-to-speech technology is it's changing so rapidly. Like even from when I first started working with TikTok up until now, there's new ways, new platforms. You need less and less speech. I mean, back in the day, apparently you used to have to record hours and hours and hours of content,
yes.
Right? Yeah, like we've maybe all been there in the voiceover world where we're doing these jobs that takes a lot of time. And now you can literally put your voice into something for 30 seconds and they're trying to replicate your own voice for you. So we've come a long, long way for sure. But it's still not a perfect technology at all.
No, I mean, we've all tried to make a TikTok video and you put in one word and it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
it doesn't figure it out yet.
It doesn't sound right.
Now, I know this is not a kind thing to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
Did you make good money? Do you get residuals? Like, you're the voice of TikTok.
Yeah, I will say that I'm very happy working with TikTok, very much so. And I will say, on top of just working for TikTok, it's opened up so many doors for me and given me such great opportunity. I mean, look at me. I'm sitting here speaking with you lovely people right now. So it's been able to give me the chance to chat with different people and to do I have a sleep story on the Calm app. I don't know if you guys know the Calm app.
Sure, yeah.
But it's like the meditation. So stuff like that I've been able to do, which, by the way, I auditioned to be a voice on the Calm app before this. And then they
weren't interested
in me for my own story. And I'm like, you guys did not give me a job a while back, but that's fine. I'll have my own story that's called Kat Callahan's story. So they kind of got a chuckle out of that.
So, you know, every once in a while, I'll be someplace. And I don't know if this happens to you, Andrew, but, you know, I'll be at like the grocery store and I'll start talking and then somebody will whip their head around and go, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know who you are. Okay. Has that ever happened to you, Kat?
Yeah, it has happened to me. And it used to be just a radio thing and a very local thing. So I would be, you know, somewhere and people would be like, hey, I know you from the radio show. And now when they give me those looks, I don't know if they know me from TikTok or they know me from the radio world. But if I travel, I definitely know it's got to be a TikTok thing. So I'll sometimes just say hello and try to, because they'll just usually give me looks. And some will be straight up like, that's the voice of TikTok in the middle of the street. And I'm just like, hi.
Hi. So how many videos do you think your voice is on?
Oh, it's got to be billions.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would say it's in the billions for sure.
Did you make a conscious choice to change your voice, or was it TikTok's request to say we want it higher, we want it faster or slower? Actually, it is pretty slow if you think about it. Was that your choice, or was that what TikTok wanted?
Yeah, I mean, really, that was the job, was to deliver that voice just like that. And whatever they did, it was smart. Like I said, I thought at first it was ridiculous. I'm like, no one's going to want to listen to this annoying voice. This is going to be awful. But people started to use it more and more, and it caught on quite a bit. So yeah, it was just one of those directions.
How many different voices do they have?
Lots in there now.
Yeah.
There were, when it started out, there was not many to choose from. And now I feel like they also swap them in and out. And there's a side app called CapCut, and that's actually also owned by ByteDance. So they have a bunch more voices in there that you're able to get to too. So depending on which one you use, which platform, I would say dozens at this point.
Yeah. I just posted a video. We did a thing with a psychic that wrongly predicted the Super Bowl. And I was going through the voices, and you were one of the options. I'm sorry, I didn't pick you. I went with a male voice. But yeah,
because it was football. Is that why?
No,
you're
because
being sexist.
I'm a dude, and I was using I in the sentence.
Okay,
it wouldn't have been the same. But yeah, your voice is on CapCut as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I think this is great, and I'm glad that you're making a lot of money at it.
Yeah, you better be.
I mean. You know, maybe I think I'm gonna apply for that.
You're gonna try and steal her gig?
No, because I have a deep voice. She's got a nice high voice.
All right.
There's room for a lot of different voices on there for sure.
Hello, this is the video I just made. Maybe not.
Do you remember the first time? This would be my last question. Do you remember the first time you were scrolling on TikTok and heard yourself?
Yes, I do. And I had like a vague idea of when my voice was going to be on the platform, but I didn't have an exact date. So it was a friend of mine that actually sent me it in my DMs, and I didn't have TikTok. So this was on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
I know. I didn't actually have a TikTok account. I didn't use it until my very first TikTok, where I told people it was me, which hit over 50 million views. That my very first TikTok I ever did, which is crazy. But since then, I've had fun making fun of myself on my TikTok.
You should have just went out on top. Just walked away. One video, 50 million views, I'm done.
Yes. You're right. That would have been pretty epic. But I had so many follow-up questions and people who didn't believe me. So I ended up doing a little bit more. But yeah, a friend of mine DM'd me, and that's what it was, and sent me a link and said, This sounds like you. Is that you? And I was like, there it is. It's here now officially.
Well,
and it was a
awesome
dumb video too. The very first one I saw was just a silly video.
Most of them are dumb. Unfortunately, yeah. Most of the videos you voice over are pretty dumb.
Did you get to pick the name Jesse?
No, I did not pick the name Jesse.
Because I
just went with Kat.
Yes.
That's so much better.
Yes, Kat. Kat's great.
Kat Callahan.
I'm bringing that to the next meeting.
Next contract negotiation. Yes. You want double the money, and you want the character to be named Kat.
And then you want your friend Kim to come over and try out.
Always trying to squirrel your way in.
Okay. I won't forget you, Kim. I won't.
All right, Kat. Hey, thanks for being here. Congrats on all the success.
Nice
proud
meeting
of you.
You.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So great to meet you. Thanks so much.
She's nice.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
But she's also Canadian. Like, 95% of Canadians are great. Except for the ones that own Air Canada.
Because we're going to be talking about them.
Yes.
That was a professional segue.
See? I know how to do this.
That was really good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It is your Daily Fun Podcast. Just a reminder that if you are listening to this, the audio version, that you can actually watch the video version. And it's like, for example, you would have been able to see what Kat looks like.
She's very pretty.
She is. Were you going to hit on her?
No. Yeah.
Okay, because it was kind of looking like that.
I'm nervous.
Kind of slobbering over there.
She's really cool.
Hi, Kat. Oh, hi, Kat.
That's why I asked how much money she made.
So, Kat, tell me. Oh.
You ever come out to the Valley or...
Phoenix? All right, so what's going on with Air Canada?
So, unfortunately, there was a guy in Toronto whose grandmother passed away. And he needed to take a flight from Toronto to Vancouver to go to her funeral and then, obviously, come home. So he wanted to see if he could get a bereavement fare
sure
to fly, because the flight there was $780 and the flight home was $860.
And the bereavement fare is sometimes 50% or something like that.
Even more in this case, because he went on Air Canada's website and he went to the customer service, the chat, and he asked, you know, what's the process? And they said, well, book the flights and then pay the money up front, which we're talking almost $1,600 Canadian. I don't know what the conversion is, but $1,600 Canadian. And then when you get back, send us a copy of the death certificate.
And then we'll...
And you'll only have to pay $380 total.
Wow.
So that's okay. $1,300 back. And so he did it. He did exactly what the customer service rep on the chat said. Gets back, has a copy of the death certificate. They told him he had a 90-day window. He made sure he sent it off in the 90 days. And then he gets a response saying, no, that's not our policy. Our policy is you have to get the rate beforehand and you have to show the death certificate beforehand and get the discounts so you're not getting anything back. And he was like, well, I talked to your customer service. I went and spoke with the chat service, which was not a real person, by the way.
Chatbot.
It was an AI chatbot. Mm-hmm. Before all of this, and I have all these screenshots, I have all this proof. And they're like, no, that's not it. You was wrong. The chatbot was wrong. Our policy is posted on our website. So he took him to court.
Did he?
Well, they called it tribunal in Canada. And it was a small claims court. He was seeking $900 in reimbursement plus some damages. Air Canada did not settle. They went to court.
No way.
And went in front of a judge and said, and I paraphrase, the chatbot is its own entity. It is not a representative of Air Canada. And if you want to know our bereavement policy, go look on our website because that's where it is. And if you'd went and looked on our website, you'd have known you weren't owed anything. And the judge's response was, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
The chatbot lives on your website. It's controlled by you. It's owned by you. All the information it has is from you. So if it's wrong, you're responsible. And they had to pay him $600 in damages. But it's the first time in Canadian history that the courts have ruled that any AI, no matter what, the owner is responsible for what it says.
You know what? Those people at Air Canada, what a bunch of dopes.
Over $1,400 total.
Yes.
They went all the way to court. But I think they were trying to prove something for the future that they could say it's hands off. This AI's got a mind of its own and we're not responsible. I mean, I think that's why they fought it over $1,400.
No, it's dumb.
But if you ever get lied to by an AI chatbot, whoever owns it is going to be held responsible for that information.
And don't fly Air Canada.
Seriously. $1,400? The guy's grandma died. Just give him his cash.
I know. You know, chatbots, you know, they have nice butts.
Chatbots have nice butts?
Yes, because of the back-end developers.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was a stretch.
I liked it, though. It was cute.
Okay, speaking of AI, so they announced Sora today.
Right.
And I was looking at these videos thinking, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, we were all upset when CGI came out. And the actors are like, oh, you know, we're going to get replaced. And, you know, wait till you see these videos.
Well, that's what the whole strike was over. The strike was over AI and its use of images in the future.
Okay. Just wait until you see these videos.
Okay.
Okay. Because, you know, it's not about like a movie production house, just taking videos of you and then duplicating you.
Right.
And, okay, this is like way beyond.
Like we won't even need actors because it's so good?
I think that's where we're headed.
That's not good.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. And I know if you're listening to this as a podcast, we're going to be showing some videos. And I know it's like hard. You're like, oh, how can I? So we're going to do our best to describe it. But if you are listening to the audio version, I would strongly encourage you to go wherever we are posting the videos, which is everywhere.
Just go to Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Twitch.
Whatever it is. And then find today's podcast. And then what I want you to do is to make sure that you look at the videos. Okay. All right. So OpenAI, it's called Sora, S-O-R-A. Now, I want you, Andrew, to look at this video. The one of the dude just sitting on a cloud.
That's all fake.
It's all fake. Now describe it.
It's a guy, he's sitting on a cloud. He's very comfortable. He's flipping through the pages of a book. He really doesn't have any emotional expression on his face. Now he's smiling and reacting to what he's seeing.
This whole video was created by somebody going into AI.
Just a prompt.
A prompt. Typing in a young man in his 20s sitting on a cloud in the sky reading a book.
I mean, that's exactly. And it's crystal clear. And it doesn't look cartoony at all.
No. This is really something. Here, I think we have a couple of more.
All right. These are two woolly mammoths running through the snow, and a huge plume of snow is behind them because they're kicking up while they're running. Some sort of like little animated, now this one looks animated,
it
creature
does.
Sitting around a candle. But I mean, that's all based on a typed out prompt.
Yes. Isn't that mind blowing?
I mean,
and this is the first iteration.
Yeah. If I was a Disney animator, I'd be terrified for my future because you don't need to know how to draw. You just need to know how to write a descriptive prompt to get the computer to do everything.
You know, give me an animated cat in front of a candle in a dark room.
I don't even know how. I couldn't even begin to think of how that technology works.
They say that it's not available for everyone yet.
Okay.
Here's the reason why. They're worried about deepfakes.
Well, absolutely they should be. Okay. The first video that we saw of that dude sitting on a cloud, you just changed that prompt to Joe Biden or Taylor Swift. Yes. I mean, it's going to be remarkably.
And that, you know, the cat, that definitely looked like, you've seen so many kids' movies. Pixar, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. The animation style was very similar.
Right.
I'm sure the prompt said Pixar style animation.
Yes. So again, this is like the first iPhone. Oh my gosh. Is nuts.
Are there plans to release this to the public?
Yes. Yes.
For free?
No, I'm sure there's going to be a pay.
Okay.
But I mean, but think about that. You need B-roll. You need, you're creating a kid's video, a story,
right.
Whatever it may be.
I mean, that production quality is immaculate.
Right? Yeah, it's going to be really something.
Now, what do you think it's going to cost for the consumer?
Oh, I bet you something like that's going to be $100-$200 a month.
A month, yeah.
I mean, because, you know, there is a lot of rendering that's going on there, a lot of GPU processing.
Mm-hmm. And it's all done in the cloud, right? I mean, it's all going to be done online.
But this is like so much different than like Midjourney, anything that you've looked at, DALL-E. I mean, I saw that this morning and I really was like, oh my gosh.
Do you think they'll put some reins on it where you can't use celebrity images? Like if someone puts in a prompt, Taylor Swift or Joe Biden, like we were saying, that it's just going to say no and kick it back?
I probably will be because they are violating copyrights then.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to do Mickey Mouse or Iron Man because that's someone else's.
But you can say, give me a woman who looks like Taylor Swift with blonde hair or, you know, or something like that.
Right.
You can get around that.
But if that happens, let's say a deep fake comes out, it's Taylor Swift. I don't know. Swifties don't come after me. I'll use someone else because that fan base is crazy. Robert Downey Jr. doing cocaine at a bar in New York City. If that gets out as a deep fake, are they held responsible? They're the ones who created it.
I'm sure that there's a lot of legal ramifications.
Absolutely.
On so many levels. But this is another fundamental shift that we're seeing right now, this moment, another fundamental shift. I mean, you know, in November 2022, the fundamental shift was ChatGPT.
Right.
Everybody can use it. And then we had kind of like a little bit of, the photo generators.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have full video generators. Wow.
Can it do full length? Because, you know, with a photo, there's limitations. Is it going to be able to do a 10-minute video?
I'm sure.
And, you know, it's going to have dialogue match up.
I'm sure that it's going to be able to do all of that.
That's cool. I mean, that's really cool. Like, one of the most mind-blowing things I think I've seen in the last 5 years is Photoshop's generative fill or whatever.
Yes.
So, like, if you took a picture of us right now, like this box that I'm in right now, and you put that into Photoshop, and then you ask Photoshop to finish everything around it.
Yes, it'll do that.
It's so remarkable how well it does it. And they're just taking that technology and moving it to video.
All right, so time now for comments.
Yes.
Which I love comments. And so I just think it's so great that we get this instant feedback. So like, for example, Hassan Azik says, Kim Komando, when I see your blonde hair, I forget about acoustics. And I really want to hear you sing. The sun will come out tomorrow. Okay, maybe not. No?
That wasn't too bad. Yeah. I've heard way worse from you.
I know.
I mean, I've known you a long time. Okay. I've heard way worse.
I was actually practicing. I actually practiced.
It's paying off.
Okay. Let's see. 7H3D34F0N3 writes.
Gotta catch your name, man.
Okay. I like that you put the live stream for Eastern time, 1:30 p.m., but now I don't get to see Andrew try and figure out what the time conversion is.
So on Tuesday when you were out, I was like, it starts at 10:30 on the West Coast, and I can't do that math fast enough in my head to figure out what it is on the East.
Ken writes, yeah, Andrew, I think you're on the money with Air Canada. They're trying to create an out for the future.
They were trying to set a precedent. Why else would a huge billion-dollar company go to court over $1,600? They were trying to set a precedent.
Charlie Brown. I mean, Charlie Brown's always going to leave a nice comment.
Absolutely.
Okay. What a great show. Andrew and Kim and their chatter is great.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's great to have all the ways to watch. I learn and share.
We're going to let you kick the football.
We are, just this one time. Jim wants to know, how many times can you enter for the computer? You know, how many times you want, but probably once.
Well, I mean, if you had multiple emails, could you sign up for the newsletter, multiple emails?
That's kind of cheating, but yeah, I guess you can.
Number's a number, Kim.
Okay, Dave Olmsted writes, this is the best one of all. Dave, heart you. Okay, you ready?
I have a feeling it's going to be an insult.
I think it is so incredibly funny how Andrew downplays Kim's comedic genius.
Don't encourage her. I'm not downplaying it. I am disgusted by these jokes.
Oh, the Cyclops.
I actually told that one.
Did you?
My kids had no idea what a Cyclops was.
Oh, okay.
None.
Well, thank you for all your kind words. Thanks for your comments. Let's see. What else should we talk about? Anything?
No, it's it. It's over.
It's over?
Yeah, just say goodbye.
What if I don't want to say goodbye?
I know. It's not good. It's not goodbye forever. We'll be back next week.
I think I'm going to frame Dave's comment. I'm going to put it right here. Right there.
It's definitely happening for the next show.
All right. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll see you again next time.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.